you pick a bad time to play a bad game, and you know, in the playoffs, you don't, there's no margin for error.
And the Colts, with their initial score of the game, 7-6 Denver.
We wasted a lot of hard work. And when you lose, you don't reach your goal. You just feel like you wasted all that time to not reach your goal.
Luck takes a snap, throws a pass middle in, into the end zone. Touchdown, Indianapolis.
This is not how the 2014 season was supposed to end.
Fade route for Thomas, left side of the end zone. Caught, touchdown, Denver.
With a healthy roster and a home crowd behind them, the Broncos knew they had to win one last game, win out at Sports Authority, for a trip back to the AFC Championship game.
Heron is hit hard first by Bradley Roby and then cleaned up by TJ Ward.
But the Colts wouldn't play along. Indianapolis came into Mile High and beat the Broncos 24-13. Andrew Luck got his first postseason road win, and just like that, with expectations nothing short of returning to the Super Bowl, the season is over, and the finality hit hard.
When you sign up for it, and I guess if you don't want to potentially deal with the disappointment, then you shouldn't play. You don't play at all. So we all know what we want, and you want to keep playing. You want to win your last game, and it's disappointing when it doesn't come true.
The worst as it get, man, like I said before, is that's as bad as it get, man. First round of playoffs turned into the last game of the season, that's as bad as it get.
Extremely disappointing. I think it's disappointing for this team, for the Broncos organization in the city of Denver, because, you know, I've said it several times on our television show, I definitely wanted to do it for these fans and bring a parade to the city, and we didn't get that opportunity this year.
I know what I said early in the season about us hoisting the trophy at the end, but, you know, I felt that way strongly. You know, I'll probably get criticism for it from people, but I really don't care, because I felt like we had the team to do it and everybody was on the same page. We just had a bad game.
In a very emotional Bronco locker room after the game, nobody was really able to put their finger on what exactly happened, but they tried. The prevailing thought on both sides, offense and defense, was that nobody played as well as they were capable of.
It's kind of tough to explain. You know, we finished the game with 13 points and first drive, I think, we went down and scored, and after that, you know, we couldn't get on the same page, so I can't say as an offense we didn't play our best ball tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of plays that, you know, I haven't, you know, my mind for a while, but, you know, that's part of it. You know, you close sometimes, and then sometimes, you know, you're not so close. So, you know, we fought hard. You know, it's a lot of stuff that we got to get better at. I'm still confident in the team that we have and the team that we will have. You know, the front office, John Elway, and Coach Fox and all the guys up there, they created this for us, and, you know, they'll keep creating for us to help us be better in the future. So I'm confident where we're at. You know, I don't think this loss of, you know, define this season. You know, we lost. It was tough, but I don't think this loss will define our team in the future.
What will happen in the future? Nobody knows. Even Manning, who didn't have an answer when asked whether or not he'll continue to play.
My mindset right now is just disappointment after today's game. So, you know, I haven't. You know, Dave Logan asked me about it after the game, and, you know, like I said, I didn't have a great answer for him. So I'm disappointed. I kind of need to process this game, and we'll meet tomorrow, I need to process this game. So I'm disappointed right now is what I am.
Players will clean out their lockers Monday and say goodbye to each other and this group. There's turnover every year. This team just wasn't ready to start thinking about that just yet. At Sports Authority Field at Mile High, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV.